אנחנו לומדים בתלמוד 10.
We are reading in the study of the 10 Sefirot, part 9, table of the questions to the matters. Question Kuf Lamed Chet, page Taf Taf Mem Hei. You can ask questions at Kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Study of the 10 Sefirot, part 9, table of questions to the matters. Question Kuf Lamed Chet, page Taf Taf Mem Hei. And the answer is in page Taf Taf Nun Hei. Which correction comes to the Nukva with the Ibur of Zer Anpin? Which correction comes to the Nukva with the Ibur, the Zer Anpin? The answer is in page Taf Taf Nun Hei. Because the corrections which were made in Ibur, Yenika, and Mochin, the Zer Anpin, although they're made even before there was Nukva in the reality, for her existence begins after the Gadlut of Zer Anpin, still they are regarded as the Bechinot of the roots of the correction for the Nukva. And this is because after, when Zer Anpin comes to correct the Nukva, he corrects her from the Bechinot of the times of his Katnut, infancy. And when he imparts Mochin, the Yibur, upon her, he awakens the Bechina of Musach and all the corrections which he had while he himself was in Ibur, in conception. And also, when he imparted her Mochin de Yenika, he evokes the Bechinot of the Masach and corrections which he had during the Yenika, and he imparts them upon the Nukva, and also in Gadlut. And because of that, all the corrections Zer Anpin had in the order of Ibur Yenika and his Gadlut, they are considered to be the roots of the correction of Ibur Yenika Gadlut of the Nukva. Again, Kuf Lamed Chet, which correction comes to the Nukva with the Ibur, the Zer Anpin? Because the corrections which were made in Ibur Yenika and Mochin de Zer Anpin, although they were made even before there was Nukva in the reality, for her reality begins after the Gadlut of Zer Anpin, still they are regarded as the Bechinot of the roots of the correction for Nukva. And this is because after, when Zer Anpin comes to correct the Nukva, he corrects her from the Bechinot of the times of his Katnut in him. And while he imparts upon her Mochin de Ibur, he evokes the Bechinat Masach and all the corrections which he had while he himself was in Ibur. And also when he imparts upon her Mochin de Nika, he awakens the Bechinot of the Masach and the corrections which he had during the Nika, and he imparts them upon Nukva, and also in Gadlut. And because of that, all the corrections Zer Anpin had in the order of Ibur Yenika and his Gadlut, they are considered to be the roots for the corrections of Ibur Yenika Gadlut of the Nukva. Malchut has to resemble Bina, and if she will resemble Bina, she will be like it. So why do we need Zer Anpin in the middle? Why can't she resemble Bina straight away, Malchut?
No, who can answer? Yes. Well, let Victor answer. Let's see.
Malchut rises to Bina, but her structure, her form is acquired by the Reshimot of Zer Anpin, which is basically the roots of Chagat Neh. This is actually the entrance to the land of Israel, all the nations of the world.
No, don't confuse us.
Okay, the form, the true Nehi is in the part of Gadlut which we now read of.
No, again.
Again.
Not again, just we had enough. All right. Who can answer more? Yes, Danny.
Everything begins from the structure of our faces, right?
No, so?
So the emergence of the desire we learn from four faces has to go through the Bechina Gimel.
Yes, even not from a second Bechina, even the first restriction. But why does Zer Anpin need to be in the middle? This is what he asks. Why does Zer Anpin has to be in the middle between Bina and Malchut? Malchut rises to Bina. What is she doing? Where is Zer Anpin? is there that specifically because she can resemble Bina? Or why does Bina make the Malchut through Zeir Anpin? Bina, in order to establish the Malchut, perform an action called Zeir Anpin, and Malchut, in order to establish itself like Bina, has to take upon herself Zeir Anpin, then she resembles herself to Bina. So what is the essence of Zeir Anpin? Why is it so unique? Yes, Chaim.
The intention to bestow?
Of course to bestow. There's no other actions here.
This is the essence of Zeir Anpin.
Yeah, but the type of the bestowing is different from above down, below up, Malchut Lebino, Bina Malchut. As if bestowal that comes from opposite directions. Malchut has desire to receive. In order to be like Bina, she must ascend to Zeir Anpin. Bina, in order to bestow upon Malchut, meaning descend to his degree. Bina, in order to bestow upon Malchut, in order to descend to her degree, she has to do actions called Zeir Anpin.
So Zeir Anpin is the point of equivalence between them. Malchut, which rises to Zeir Anpin, she receives the quality of bestow, and Bina, which brings down through Zeir Anpin, brings down Chochmah in the form of bestow to Malchut.
All right. Yes. Well, even Bechor, the elder one.
Perhaps because Malchut doesn't have Masachim, she doesn't have the power to overcome, and Bina, she doesn't have a vessel of reception. All she has is a desire. So we need Zeir Anpin to be able to give.
Wow, indeed, you are saying something. Right? More, Nessie?
Zeir Anpin becomes the adapter between two deficiencies, two desires. The lower one rises a desire which the upper one doesn't know how to accept. He has to look at something he can use, and therefore he becomes an adapter.
Correct. Through the last lux.
Is it connected to the accusation of the moon?
No. Don't bring us the year too wise. We need something simple that enter one ear. Yes, Gilad?
Bina, by nature, she's like Keter. She has chasadim, and she needs to express the creation. The Keter created the will to receive, and Bina also, the expression of her creation is Zeir Anpin, and therefore much derives from that. Zeir Anpin doesn't have a rosh. She's the expression of Bina, of how to bestow. And this is actually the true example for Malchut, because Bina doesn't have anything to give directly to Malchut, because she's opposite from her.
Mo, you have something from there, from the internet?
Emmanuel from Rehovot is saying the following. Zeir Anpin builds in Malchut the form of nullification, so Malchut will be able to receive from Bina her qualities. And Yosef from Jerusalem is saying, Malchut doesn't have the kelim to rise directly to Bina, therefore she needs Zeir Anpin.
Everything correct? No, Gizel?
Zeir Anpin is all the scrutiny, is all the discernments between Malchut and Bina.
Yes, correct. At the end, all that remains is Zeir Anpin, the creator. Right? No, Amikan. I had something, but without wisdoms. Just plain.
The restricted Malchut, she herself doesn't need. When we say that she raises man, she is doing it for the sake of the low ones, and therefore she needs a greater desire than her own. And we're saying that Zeir Anpin is delighted in mercy, but actually, is the upper desire. It can receive the pattern of Bina, which is Abba Ve'ima.
No. Don't go there to Abba Ve'ima. It's enough Bina and Malchut Zeir Anpin.
But this is a greater desire than the desire of Malchut.
Malchut restricts itself. Maybe you want to say this way. And her degree of bestowal towards Bina or Keter, it's Zeir Anpin.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. And Zeir Anpin can be big, yeah, even up to Ein Sof. That's according to the degree of Malchut. If Malchut restricts herself 100% and wants to bestow 100%, she take the same form of Zanpin with her and bestowing. Hence, at the end of correction, what will be? The two great luminance. Well, I too said above the limit.
But before everything else, there's a law of equivalence of form. Everyone adapts themselves to that law, and the process itself doesn't really matter.
Of course, you're right. Of course, Malchut cannot, also will not be able to do. You're right that it's an untransgressed law that Malchut cannot bestow upon Bina more than Bina would through Zeranpin awaken us.
So what comes before what? The law or
the upper one?
What do you mean the upper one? The upper one? First of all, there is a law. In theory, yes. It's a law.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter what the process is at all.
Well, the process is also by the law. What do you think? You exceeding the law or exceeding the process, you can only participate in it in a form whereby you will understand what is happening. You're sitting within a cart, a train cart, and you're moving. There are people who are inside the cart and are feeling they're going or moving, and they don't see anything through the windows. That's it. They live in this world. Where are they going? What happened with them? Whatever happens within our cart. We have our cabin. We're sitting there. We're having good fun there. Everything is great. Where to or from? What's going on? What we go through? None. We are busy with ourselves. There are people who have understanding and awareness that, first of all, they are on the road from what place to what place and what they're going through and whether they want it or not. For them, they begin to connect to the life that are outside, that is outside of the car. So much so that they begin to see that they can enrich themselves and connect to this life and be involved there. Well, that's something totally different. However, nevertheless, the trip is the trip. You're sitting within, and rather you add from your awareness and understanding and perception in your identifying with it.
I want to read something. He says, although they were made, well, all those things were made even before the Nukva existed. So what's going on here? He says here, it's not clear at all what he's saying. All the corrections which were made in Ibui and Ikan Moch in the Zeranpin,
yes,
although they were made even before there was any Nukva in the reality. Without Nukva, you can't do anything. So what is that thing? Is it Reshimo? Everything started even before there was anything?
So what's the question?
The question is, what is going on here?
No, what is the question? 138. All right. Where is it? Kuf Lamed Chet. It is in page Taf Nun Hey, second column. What correction come to Nukva with the Ibur of Zeranpin? Right? Kuf Lamed Chet. All right. So what does he say? For the corrections that occurred in Ibu and Ikamochin of Zeranpin, even though they occurred even prior to Nukva was in reality, meaning Zeranpin haven't even prepared her, she's still in her Shemot, whereby her reality begins after the adulthood of Zeranpin, when he begets her. Anyhow, they are considered, meaning Malchut and Zeranpin, are as the roots of the correction for the Nukva. Although it is in Zeranpin, because the preparation is for her, right? That's clear. Indeed, afterwards, when Zeranpin came to correct the Nukva, he corrects her with respect to the times of his Katnut, meaning what he's been through in Katnut, now he also corrects her. And when he bestows upon her Mochin Daibu, meaning Nefesh Ruach, yes, he awakens the screen and all the corrections that are that he had at the time when he himself was in Ibu. From his Ibu, we pass on to her, according to the states and time. And so when he bestowed upon her mochin de nikah, he awakes the masach and corrections that he had from the time of nikah of sakling and bestowed upon Nukva. And so it's with a gadlut, adulthood. For that reason, all the corrections the Anpin had when Nikva wasn't even in her reality, in the order of Ibu Nikah Gadlut of his, as the roots for the correction of Ibu Nikah Mochin of the adulthood, the Nukva.
Where did this plan come from? You see that they wrote this story here, a thriller, a plan. Where does it come from? Who planned it? He writes the Nukva. There wasn't any Nukva.
Sir, you know, I give an example from the way we're developing. Also, you know, there is that book in mathematics that starts from the assumption that there is zero and something that is different from that zero, and the whole mathematics stems from that. Only one thing that is differs from the zero. It's very profound, but this is how we also learn that there is something different to the existence. There's also absence that emerges from the existence. And if you have that assumption, that existence, to what extent it differs from the absence, and then you can start all the knowledge, all the wisdom of Kabbalah, including what you're asking, where does Ibu Nikah Mochin come from? Everything you can stem from there. I don't understand your question. If you have a desire to receive, a desire to bestow, and in between them, in the desire to receive, there's a sensation that it is different from the desire to bestow. And that sensation is an opposite sensation to what he feels due to the desire to bestow by itself. Due to the desire to bestow by itself, he feels pleasantness, and by being different, he feels a lack of pleasantness. On the contrary, sufferings, and then from the two sensations that are in him, both pleasure and suffering from the same source, however in a direct manner or indirect manner. From that, the whole point. That's the whole point, and then from that evolves all the reaction of the desire to receive the creature upon the bestower being the creator. And this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah tells us about. There's nothing more than that. So simple. You can take the entire the entire discernment, say, the entire actions, deeds, everything you want, the harshest. You have no difficulty in it whatsoever. It's like in the computer. Eventually, everything divides into zero, plus one, plus one, plus one, plus, that's it. And besides zero and one, there's nothing. Accordingly, and it stems precisely from that structure. And accordingly, everything, all the senses and all the thought, the big moach, no matter what, works like that. So it all works according to the same principle. You have something, the creator, and to what extent something that differs from him being the creature. That's all. Yes.
So he's saying that
It cannot be that in the upper degree will not occur first the process, the plan.
Exactly so.
And only afterwards he pass it on and activate it towards the lower degree, obviously. Hold on, haven't we learned that also in Keter, and the Creator has a plan first, final deed in the preliminary thought, as the he who builds a house, he has a plan, he has his specifications, he has his Hodereshimo of things, how many workers, how much this, that, and then he starts. And if he doesn't have it to the last the details, all the info, then he must not begin.
I have a question for you. Zeranpin, isn't he the one who made this plan. It's something higher than Zerapin. Zerapin is a part of this whole party, isn't he?
Correct, correct. Hence, he needs to raise to Abanim, and Abanim raised to Arich Anpin, being the Keter. Zerapin and Arich Anpin, this is small and this is adult. And at the end of correction, Zerapin rises to Arich Anpin. This is the end of correction of the entire, when Machut is included in him, and both rise to Arich Anpin, and it's the end of the correction. So Zerapin receives everything from Arich Anpin.
And Arich Anpin, he was also in the plan. He, according to what read, also Arich Anpin was there only in theory. There is Yeshut first, something higher.
Hold on, hold on. There are equals here. Obviously, the entire creation begins from the fact that there is a creature and something that's slightly different from him, being the future creature. And then, later on, it all materializes into a plan. The entire plan in its foundation, in its conceptual state, it is in the initial Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hence, it is considered the name of the Lord, being the holiness of it all. That's the entire creation. That's where it is. However, the detailing this whole creation, how do we bring it to wholeness? So that existence from absence will be like existence from existence. Detailing this whole process is in Arich Anpin, in the Rosh of Arich Anpin. That's where everything is. Below Rosh Arich Anpin is only the execution. Gard Atzilut is Arich Anpin and Abba and Ima. Abba and Ima is also already the ones executing this plan. And Zon are the ones that are upon which the action is bestowed. Is realized.
What is Arich Anpin?
Well, this is something we need to learn. Arich Anpin is Rosh.
Who's Rosh?
The Rosh of the entire plan. Look, Creator. We don't know what preceded it. The Creator is what is depicted before us. As the plan, as the thought, as bestowal, as the upper one. And the upper one with respect to the lower one is also called Creator because he creates it. So, in every degree, you could say, well, this is my Creator. As Rabbi Zusia said. Yes, that every day have a new Creator. And you need to find it. I'm not sure it is Rabbi Zusia. All right, let's say that if a person advances, every day he has a new God, a new Creator. Yeah, degree of Bina, the different degree that bestows upon him. Arich Anpin, his Rosh, is after the restriction, after the descendants of Keter. Well, prior to Arich Anpin, it's all entirely Keter. Also, the breaking of the vessels in the world of Nikudim is as if in the Rosh. It is Sag with his vessels that he wanted to fill up. Then he the Galgalta he broke. The idea broke. Yes? As if the Creator broke for what? In order to enter the creatures. So his action broke. He wanted to bestow upon the creatures. As if he didn't know, we always say, in the world of Nikudim, the low ones were asking for and did not withhold a request. Zon Datzilut raised their Shimot to Abanima. Sorry, Zon the Nikudim raised their Shimot to Abanima the Nikudim and asked, give us the entire Ein Sof to receive it in order to bestow in the entire Malchut of Ein Sof. Yes? And they did not know in advance that there is a further great desire in them that now will open up and they will not be able to receive things in order to bestow, rather in order to receive. So where was the upper one? Where was it? Where is it? He prepared it all for them. Meaning, in the plan, the supreme plan, it's all... Well, what does he want to say? We also need to see it from the other side.
Not that Malchut and the creature, the world is not creature yet. It's just Nehinde Gilgalta. It's not that they are asking for the man to raise it. Has the sag would affect them, bestow upon them on the fulfillments? Well, or the sag evoke them in order for them to ask for it. Yes? And then they're asking automatically, it happens through the system. There's no one that still works and suffers and chooses anything. There's nothing the Creator by that wants to break the vessels, meaning He wants to show the creature that there should be within the creatures His plans, His desires, His plans, His future, meaning the same goals of His, meaning He wants it to happen that way. So therefore, in a corrupted manner, He does it in an action called the breaking. That's it. He stands no other choice. Otherwise, the creature will never be independent and one that can reach the degree of the Creator. He must take all those things, receive it in an opposite, broken manner, however, the entire thing. Afterwards, come to us a system of correction. Arhantin. I recommend referring to this structure with respect. Check out what it is. It is built in such way, and everything is by the law, lights and vessels. There's nothing, right? It's all simple mechanics. However, it turns out that it is built in such way that He takes all the qualities of the creature and the Creator, the broken qualities, right? The broken qualities that are in the breaking. Sag begin to construct that Rosh of the Arich Anpin. It is the sag itself, however, once clothed in a way that it can correct the low one. So Arich Anpin has in it the beginning of creation and the end of creation, because it is a consequence of the breaking. From the light and from the man of the low one comes as if lights and vessels that are the greatest and the best. They want to enter one another and complete one another. The creature wants to perform the complete zivug, bestow upon the Creator. The Creator wants to enter the creature, fulfill him, and bestow upon him. This is in Arich Anpin on the one hand. On the other hand, in him is the entire consequence of the breaking, the broken plan. It's a Shimo, Aviyut, everything. And it is all Arich Anpin. Hence, in his Moach, in his so-called mind, there are many systems there. Also graded and parallel. He is responsible now for the entire process of correction. And the whole process of correction, it is not in order for the creature to receive the entire light of the Creator, rather for him to wisen up. The problem is Rosh. In Machut Ein Sof, we add Rosh in the third state versus the initial state. This is what he thinks about, meaning he, Arich Anpin, cares that Zeir Anpin, being his representative with respect to Malchut, will raise Malchut in such way that she herself will ask Zeir Anpin to be wise as Arich Anpin. The creature wants to reach the awareness, the understanding of the Creator, and this is what needs to happen from above. And for that, this is where he is heading. Meaning we are reaching corrections not due to receive or to bestow, rather due to understanding what doing it for. Meaning that's the main thing, the Rosh. Hence, the end of correction is in the Rosh of Arechanpin, when the creature gets there in equivalence, and then by that, the plan, the thought, the intention, the attitude of the creator and the creature are in one place. And this one place is Rosh Arechanpin. And he does it all through Zeranpin, and Zeranpin for us is the holy blessed be he, as we bless him. Because towards him we are longing to reach, to resemble. For us, this Partsuf is in Bistol. It is holy, meaning the bestowing one, the example. Yes.
Hold on a minute. Arechanpin, is he a part of the Ten Sefirot or not? He's part of the end of correction or isn't he?
He's Gar.
There are Ten Sefirot. Arechanpin is part of them. Arechanpin is in the Ten Sefirot themselves. Arechanpin?
Of course.
But you said that he's the Rosh.
Atik is the upper half of Keter. Yes, Arechanpin, yes, is the lower half, the Keter. Abba and Ima are Chochma and Bina, yes. Zeranpin is Zeranpin, Malchut is Malchut. Arechanpin is the lower half of Keter, meaning it is Keter with respect to the lower ones. Above Arechanpin, we don't know. That's after the end of correction, it will be revealed. I don't know what's there. But Arechanpin is our Rosh, and words that we must reach. The end of correction is here. Yes.
So where is the stony heart in this whole story? The stony heart is in its own place in the end of correction.
Meaning, Malchut need to discover the stony heart, yes? Malchut need to discover the stony heart in order to reach above. In Arechanpin there are a few degrees. So once reaching Arechanpin, this stony heart is revealed and being corrected.
So that's it. This is what I said in the beginning.
But it's not that it is there.
That is not a part of the Ten Sefirot because the stony heart is not a part of the Ten Sefirot.
Why? There's nothing more than the Ten Sefirot. Is there anything else?
You don't correct him, the stony heart. When a person performs his correction, all he corrects is Ten Sefirot. That's it.
Yeah, right. We'll go with you. Ten Sefirot, in which we are acting, are Ten Sefirot that Malchut rises to his sod. And in the Malchut itself, we aren't working. Rather, Malchut that is integrated with his sod is the Malchut, meaning everything is in a Chabad Aliyah. Yeah, right. We are talking in the corrections only of Ten Sefirot in such way, Ten restricted Sefirot. So there's a bit of like a squash. Were pressed. Yeah, compression, can say, we're not using it beyond the pact.
So how do you call it? If we know that it's not a part of...
No, but later on in Arechanpin it is being corrected. The whole matter of the Rosh of Arechanpin, which divided intentionally to Mocha Deavira, Kuma Deavira, Mocha Stima, and all kind of such degrees that, God forbid, you will not be able to work with the true Malchut, rather only the Malchut of the first nine. Malchut that raises to Bina.
It's amazing. You know, when you perform the correction of the Ten Sefirot...
No, I'm doing correction of the Ten Sefirot to the extent I'm capable to do correction on the Ten Sefirot in each and every sphere, in each and every action. I'm not acting in the stony heart. I'm not acting from above down in the receiving the light of Chochmah, rather in the illumination of Chochmah from below upwards. And later on, so-called the Creator would complete for me. I am incapable of doing it, for this is my nature. I can do to the extent that my nature is integrated with the Creator. However, to the extent that my nature in the same zone, in the same desire, when my nature isn't included with the Creator, how can I correct myself to resemble Him?
I feel nothing in there. You see? What does it mean, stony heart? Yes? Here you have a light. Bestowing. It bestows and enters down to a certain area. And here it isn't entering. It doesn't enter here. I'm here in a desire that it is not... well, it remains the way it remains, yes? After the breaking, it remains. After the breaking, it is called a stony heart. I can't feel in it the Creator. I can't feel anything in it. However, I have the chance, that I have the possibility to cut him and not using it. And I'm not using. I'm using all my vessels to the extent that the desire to receive is included in the desire to bestow. Machot raised to Bina, Habdaliah, from Bia, all the discernments raised to Atzilut. I adhering myself to the Creator, then I'm an adult. Even my adulthood is in me adhering myself. I'm never using the true vessels of reception, rather only vessels of reception that are included in vessels of bestowal. That's the only thing the creature is allowed to do. Our true, natural, original nature we cannot correct. It is corrected by itself. These are the drops dropping into the sea and all kind of things. There are many stories about it. In short, behind the scenes, this is how it is done. No one is asking it of you because you have no discernments there whatsoever. Well, let's put it this way. The breaking of the vessels that occurred because the stony heart occurred, it is done so in order for you in all your actions now will refrain from the stony heart and do actions above it. Meaning we are, all our corrections are only in order to be familiar with the qualities of the, or discern the qualities of the Creator from the qualities of the creature. To discern the two. We spoke about it today, that we constantly need only to, where was it, the first lesson? Huh? Yes, scrutinizing the beast out of the man.
Meaning what we're studying now is actually that we are striving for wholeness, perfection, but it's not whole. The stony heart is not whole. It's not perfect. How can it be? It is left after the correction.
Also, the fact that I know my nature and I know that I cannot correct it because I'm not above my nature, above the, my desire to receive, I cannot be. I cannot be. If we are, check out what discernment we are talking about, the desire to receive me as a creature, I'm in it. He and I are it. I cannot surpass it. Over that discernment, I cannot correct it, then I remain in it. And I have no flaw in it. Because in everything I do, perceive the Creator through. In all my desires, in them I perform a complete correction and resemble Him.
But bestowal is on us, it's the Creator.
But if the stony heart is upon them, they won't be a creature. You do not understand that here there is a Creator. And there's a creature, yes, and one wants only to resemble the other, this to that, they want to resemble one another, and he wants to bestow upon this one also, they need to clothe as the guest. What does the host do when the guest is coming? He doesn't hold himself, oh, I'm the host here. He lowers himself even less than the guest in order to help him, in order for him to feel well. Oh, come over, take, it's all free. When you're receiving guests, do you put a tuxedo on you or you put something plain? And they are coming well-dressed. Why is it? No, this is how it is. Why? Because you want to show them that you're simpler than they are for them to feel good. The Creator is clothed here too, is Aichanpin, right? The Creator is clothed within all kind of forms in order to lower himself towards the low one. And the low one needs to take these forms upon himself. Hence, he's coming through Aichanpin to it. However, it remains within in his own nature, and he knows that he remains and he makes restriction upon it. Nevertheless, to the extent it can resemble, he does it all in a way of bestowing upon the Creator. I don't know. I don't understand. I don't feel here. I don't identify any flaw here. It is independence for him remaining like that. This is his independence. Had it been canceled, what would remain out of this creature? The Creator intentionally throw him and give him all the opposite forms of himself in order for the creature to be able to resemble him. To resemble, resembling meaning that he remains inside within his own form. Tell me, if the hatred, right? If the hatred will not remain, what will happen to the love? How do you discern one from the other? How can there be minus without a plus? Only we are performing certain instrument between them, between the plus and the minus. We're doing certain instrument. Then here we discover it all. Here we have love. However, love is revealed. Where is it revealed in the matter? In the matter of hatred. The resistance is hatred, right? The warmth revealed is love, say the current. Yes.
I don't want to waste the whole lesson, but I'm just saying.
Well, he didn't want that. The lesson is over. He said, I don't want to hold back the lesson. But learn how to get along in life, yes? How to fix things.
All I'm saying, well, we're out of focus a little bit. All I'm saying, well, everything is...
What focus have you got that you're going out straight away like that?
When you're sitting here and you're telling me that there's the right line, middle, left line, middle line, and the quality of the Creator, if you're saying that the Creator is whole, then how come you're saying that, hey, there's a part there, the Sony heart, that needs to be corrected? How can it be?
The Creator wants the creature to remain and not disappear. You understand that if all of us would erase the stony heart, then my matter would not exist. All I need to do is resemble him in my external deeds. However, inside, within me, the matter, the desire to receive, must maintain, be maintained. There must be something in it that I myself... You are actually asking the following. Why I, by myself, am not correcting through complete awareness the stony heart, just as I correct the entire discernments. I'm correcting it all the actions of the Creator, right? Taryag, Tarach, 613, 620, all my desires. So why when I correct them, Gelgal Tenai, Machab, integration, why nevertheless there's still a certain desire lacking in there, one towards which I cannot, one I can't get to. I conceal it and I'm not using it. So is there, what's the need in that? And is there a lack of adhesion in that? So we learn there is no lack of adhesion. The lack is for you to remain in that desire so that you, who, until you're not correcting the stony heart, you aren't created because there's no image of the Creator in that stony heart. In that you aren't feeling a flaw by you not associating it with the Creator. You're not side yourself with the Creator without it. So without that desire, you can't do anything. Well, we'll talk about it. The words, nevertheless, this is such a place that, well, one next time we'll find the words. But for the time being, let's move to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
שתינו מלאחות את השברים מה משותף בינינו מה מאחד אותנו הרצון האינסופי בוא נרקום בינינו אהבת אחי חלקים ואז נתחיל לחיות את החיים בוא נרקום בינינו אהבת אחים נשזור בתוכנו את כל החלקים ואז נתחיל לחיות את החיים שכתבו לנו מילים בין המילים אנחנו שתים בים של אור מתקנים את ה...